Civics 101 is supported in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Hello, lovely listeners. Hannah McCarthy here.
Nick Capodice here. Today we're bringing you our latest installment of Civics Shorts.
A bite-sized refresher on the Declaration of Independence. It's created with middle schoolers in mind.
But all ages will enjoy. Take it away, Jackie.
All men are created equal.
Among these?
The life, liberty,
and the pursuit of happiness.
When, in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people...
That they are absolved from all allegiance to the British crown.
I'm Jackie.
I'm Christina.
Today on Civics 101 Shorts, we are talking about the breakup letter heard around the world.
The Declaration of Independence.
If you know a little something about the founding of the United States, you have probably heard about the nasty breakup it had with Great Britain in the 1700s.
But why was the Declaration written? And what does it actually say?
Put the kettle on and make yourself a steaming cup of East Indian Company black tea.
Let's set the scene for you.
The colonists were angry at Great Britain and its king,
George III,
for a bunch of stuff.
But the straw that broke the camel's back was taxes.
For years, Great Britain and its military had protected the colonists, but it came so expensive that they wanted the colonists to start paying their own way.
The colonists thought this was unfair. They thought they were paying more than their fair share in taxes, especially since they didn't have any representation in Parliament.
They had no say in what laws they had to follow. The colonists rebelled. They started boycotting buying stuff from Great Britain.
They tarred and feathered tax collectors.
Instead of easing up and playing nice, England doubled down.
War broke out in 1775.
The peace died on the greens of Lexington and Concord. It was murdered again at Bunker Hill.
The colonists elected delegates to the Continental Congress.
Less than a year later, with constant fighting, most had lost hope of making up with England.
So Continental Congress got together for a second time.
They came from all corners of the 13 colonies, by stage, by colonial coach, and by horseback.
And a resolution was put forth.
The following resolution was unanimously adopted. Quote, that these United Colonies, that is those in rebellion against Great Britain, are and of a right ought to be free and independent states.
So five respected men were picked to write a formal Declaration of Independence.
Franklin, Adams, Sherman, Livingston, myself, of course.
But isn't all group class projects? One person really wrote the bulk of it. Thomas Jefferson.
My name is Thomas Jefferson.
When, in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people...
It's basically a list of complaints.
A list of all the things that the colonists found unfair, and a statement of their rights as citizens.
All leading up to their right to secede if their rights aren't being met.
Now, Jefferson didn't come up with the entire thing from scratch. Parts,
the ones we tend to remember,
were inspired by the work of famous philosophers like John Locke.
Locke reasoned that, in a state of nature, all people seek to have the rights to life, liberty, and property.
And the Virginia Declaration of Independence.
Article number 1, that all men are, by nature, equally free and independent, and have certain inherent rights, of which, when they enter into a state...
Jefferson waxed poetic about the natural rights of all people
and slammed King George III in Parliament.
He has plundered our seas, ravaged our coasts, burned our towns, and destroyed the lives of our people.
It took about 3 weeks of research and writing before the committee was ready to show the draft to Congress.
Congress then spent 2 days editing the document.
And now there's the next paragraph.
It is my opinion, sir, that the whole passage on the matter of slavery must be omitted.
And why, sir? Why continue what we know is wrong?
We know it is an abomination.
If you include this paragraph, you will exclude from our forces those who have most bitterly opposed the king.
Even though the Declaration claimed
that all men are created equal,
that they are endowed by their creator
with certain unalienable rights.
Among these?
The life, liberty,
and the pursuit of happiness.
In reality, they didn't mean all people.
The document was made excluding people.
Many of the founders were slave owners themselves. Jefferson had deprived over 600 people of their liberty and the pursuit of happiness.
And lined his pockets with money because of their suffering.
100 years later, abolitionist Frederick Douglass, himself formerly enslaved, gave a speech about the hypocrisy of a celebration of freedom that didn't include people like him.
What to the American slave is your 4th of July?
To him, your celebration is a sham.
Your boasted liberty an unholy license.
Your national greatness, swelling vanity.
Your sounds of rejoicing are empty and heartless.
Your denunciations of tyrants, brass-fronted impudence.
Your shouts of liberty and equality, hollow mockery.
Your prayers.
Black Americans weren't the only ones. Native Americans and women were also not included in the rights and liberties outlined in the Declaration.
July 4th, 1776.
It was actually July 2nd that Congress voted to declare independence.
On July 4th, 1776, the official wording of the Declaration was approved.
2 days later, John Dunlap worked all night printing out 200 copies of the Declaration of Independence.
The document went around the country, then to the world, lighting the fire of liberty ever higher.
A month after the Declaration was approved and sent around, the founders met in Philadelphia and signed a copy.
Putting their names on it was a very risky move.
It was high treason.
But Ben Franklin famously said,
"We must hang together, or else most assuredly we'll all hang separately."
The signed Declaration of Independence is now housed in the National Archives.
All men are created equal. They are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights.
25 of the originals still exist.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
And we celebrate the 4th of July as Independence Day.
With hot dogs, fireworks.
Hot dogs are a must at any Independence Day party, but when I saw these hot dogs decorated like firecrackers, I knew I had to recreate this.
Sells?
This 4th, declare independence from the megastores and keep it local at J&R. We have an incredible array of deals with personalized.
This episode was produced by Jackie Fulton, Hannah McCarthy, Nick Capodaccia, with help from Christina Phillips. Erica Janak is the big boss. Music in this episode by Blue Dot Sessions.
Visit us at civics101.org.